Any question?
No.
Good. Everybody knows what are we talking about?
No.
What are we talking about? The opposite of being and having. This, the brain is missioned to count on being here and having properties and things like that, right? We are talking opposite of that. That's simple. Anyhow, we have the stories and the stories to come. But we're in book 6, therefore the stories are a little bit shorter, a little bit more open, and pointing to some little stuff. For example, those who have passed away do not grieve on account of death. Their only regret is to have missed the opportunities of life. Means what? Means try to think a little bit differently. And for that, come out of yourself. Forget this self. There is life here we are talking about. What is this life? Is it enough to be alive to understand life? So you think a donkey could study this stuff? No. There are stuffs which are reserved for women. What are those stuff? Not personal one. Remember the animal? I always remember the donkey. Because it's the most stupid one. And it's not nasty. It doesn't do anything but life. And that's it. Okay? Put that aside because it's here. This functions like a donkey. Don't change the animal if you don't like it, go for an elephant. But at the end of the day, all the living creatures, they know they are alive. They don't know why. And they never ask. What about you? You're living with this question. Why am I here? Why do you worry about it? Planning for the future. That donkey will do it automatically. Having a child means what? You're planning for the future of the me. This will remain here. But we don't think like that because we are we. We are not I. You cannot be I anymore, can you? You started your life with education, learning from the others. I always come back to this. Talking. This. A guy is talking with us from 800, more than 800 years ago. What do you think about 800 years ago? You cannot even think about 25 years ago, which we were alive, all of us, and there was no cell phone. I remember in my youth, the first papers I gave out, I was talking about the new stuff, computer. Yeah. Because I remember the time there was no computer. When I was 20-ish, there was no computer. Yeah. So, what about 800 years ago? Which part of it do you understand? None! That kind of life? Do you understand the life doing this? Everybody did it. Because there was no hand wash. There was no microbe. And everybody believed that, there was a guy who created everything in 6 days, then looked around and loved it, wanted to come in it, it was impossible. So made a model of itself. That's what we all. This is the thinking then. Because we are not living the personal life anymore. If it was the personal life, look up. There is a human station going around there. Why? What is it for? Yes, the motivation of that. Where is the motivation of that? Do you remember? Second World War. And they were making a bomb to fight. That's how V2 was made up. Does it have any sign of that now? Or any function in that matter? Nope. The first thing, curiosity. Curiosity is implanted in us. We want to know why. And now, we are in a very special period of time. I told you, I was a young man. There was no computer, no cell phone, no space, blah, 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 blah. None. I remember the day that they were talking about sending someone up and nobody really believed them. It was very popular to think about, they made some pictures here and they said we went to moon. Going to moon. Now, nobody even talks about these stations and something which is happening. Because our question goes further and further and further. We want to know who I'm talking about when I say we. All of us together, we have a quality. You cannot put it down in one person. Because now that we are 8 billions, we have much, much more than a billion stupid people around, don't we? Look around you. The fighting is still going on. But a part of that, this is the magic that in this boiling stuff, some will come up. This is how the development starts. To do what? to learn, to know. Your guess, what is the best subject or the most important subject in this knowing the universe? Why? Because I'm two. That is the trick to understand that we are not one anymore. We are two. There is one animal in here with the brain like the elephant or the donkey or the wolf. And there is another one here, the one who is talking, the one who is educated. I have papers, shows that I have this PhD, that PhD. What is all that? It's not about me. It's about me. Because there are two me's here. And guess what? They fight each other. Are you surprised? Now we are in that special moment of the history that we know that everything will come and go and death is here and is a necessity for changes. We know all of that. So we know that there are two different people here. One is my animal, which was born from my mother and father and that stuff, just like the donkey. But there is another one who is riding that donkey. Do you remember the story of the prophet and the donkey? That's me. I want to know the donkey because I need to. Not because the stuff that donkey could do, the stuff that donkey should not do, that I know. The stuff which looks good for me, looks good to me, and I have the interest in it, but it's no. Where that no comes from? The other one, the educated one. This is the difference. A couple of thousand years ago, we started to have philosophy. We started to have thinkers, to think about it and talk about it. It was not easy. Go and read the history and you will see a lot of them died for it. We died, I don't mean they died, we killed them. All the philosophers, look at them. A guy who dared to question these stories that we make, and with observation, scientifically, he arrived to a point to understand that this earth is going around the sun, not the opposite. Do you remember Galileo Galilei? You cannot forget that scientist, which was forced to say, no, of course not, in the name of the Jesus and blah, blah, and with his feet, like that, no, you turn. This is what we are. We are still there. One movement started with all of that. A group of people, they said, it doesn't work that way because it's not simple. You should start with yourself. First, understand yourself really. How? How do you start to understand yourself?